Meanwhile, Grant's three political generals, who were supposed to squeeze the Confederacy in unison with Meade, failed in the missions he gave them. Banks was never able to capture Mobile and push north against the rebels in Alabama. In the Shenandoah Valley, Confederate forces routed Sigel at New Market, Virginia. Butler managed to successfully steam up the James River with his 39,000 men to a spot north of Petersburg between the James and Appomattox Rivers, known as Bermuda Hundred. From there, he had an ideal opportunity to cut the railroad line running between the two cities and capture Richmond, which, along with Petersburg, had fewer than 10,000 soldiers and militiamen defending them both. But instead of striking quickly with his overwhelming force, Butler slowly and cautiously sent detachments forward, giving General Beauregard time to bring in reinforcements from the Carolinas to bottle him up. Grant, however, remained a bulldog. He messaged Washington that there would be no turning back. "I propose to fight it out on this line if it takes all summer." Lincoln found the general's drive refreshing. A war-weary Van Loo did not feel the early excitement Richmonders did when first reports claimed Lee had bested Grant in the Wilderness. "It seems we have suffered past all excitement," she wrote in her diary. "Nothing elates me. I have calm hope, but there is much heart sadness with it." Cannon fire from the Spotsylvania battle awakened her the morning of May 14th. She sent Mary Bowser and other servants out to hunt for news from the front, while she climbed to the rooftop of her mansion and spent much of the day squinting to view the white smoke of battle drifting to the city from the north. Stores were closed and streets were mostly empty. Van Loo's spies had delivered Butler intelligence that most of Richmond's troops had been sent to help Lee, and the lightly garrisoned city was ripe for attack. She later managed to secure a pass from Richmond authorities to visit a friend's farm outside the city if she promised not to reveal to anyone anything she saw on the visit that might harm rebel military activities. Van Loo had no intention of keeping that promise. She, meanwhile, grew depressed when news arrived that Beauregard had Butler penned up at Bermuda Hundred. Richmond's liberation was still far off, she realized.